This is the brief on the Taking Game Daily Intelligence for September 1, 2026. Today, we're exposing how corporate control, massive data breaches, and real-world lawsuits are completely shattering our illusions of digital ownership and decentralization. First, Sony just dropped a bombshell in a consumer lawsuit, flat-out arguing that you don't actually own your PlayStation digital games, you just hold a revocable license. It's basically an expensive, permanent rental. If they openly admit we lack true ownership, aren't gamers going to jump ship to platforms offering real cross-platform portability? Second, Valve just suffered a colossal 12-terabyte leak exposing a decade of internal files, including the canceled Half-Life 2 Episode 3. It's literally like handing the public the blueprints to a fortress. How can distributors possibly police their IP now that the modding underground has the raw engines to reconstruct these abandoned projects? Third, publishers are hitting back in physical reality. Activision actually sent a lawyer straight to a Call of Duty cheat seller's house in Ohio for an on-camera cease and desist. This totally shatters the impenetrable shield of cyberspace. Does shifting to active, real-world intimidation fundamentally destabilize the gaming shadow economy? Finally, this same harsh reality hit crypto when the Chronos Layer 1 blockchain manually halted all block production to contain a massive $75 million hack. If a network relies on a centralized kill switch to freeze your funds, doesn't that obliterate the entire illusion of enterprise decentralization? So whether it's revocable game licenses, colossal code leaks, crypto kill switches, or front porch legal ambushes, the safety of our digital world remains absolutely at the mercy of hard physical realities.